Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to The Relationship Doctor. I'm Dr. Steven Snyder, and today we'll be talking about how to make tough decisions as a couple. But first, I want to introduce you to Marnie and Tom. Marnie and Tom live in a nice suburb in the Midwest with their two young children. Marnie's mother, Elaine, lives about an hour away. When the kids were babies, Marnie's mother used to drive to Marnie and Tom's every day to see her grandkids and help out. But lately, Marnie's mother's health has been declining, and she can't drive over anymore. One day, Marnie gets an idea. What if she and Tom sell their house and move closer to her mother? Then the kids would be able to see their grandmother more often. Plus, Marnie would be able to keep a closer eye on her mother in case her health gets worse. Seems like a perfect solution. There's only one problem. Tom doesn't want to move. Tom likes the neighborhood they're in. He thinks he and Marnie paid too much for their house, but other than that, he's very comfortable. Tom says no. Faced with big decisions like this, a couple will ordinarily try to compromise. But in this case, there's really no halfway. Economists call this kind of thing a zero-sum situation. Someone's going to win, and someone's going to lose. The classic zero-sum problems for couples involve whether or not to move and whether or not to have another child. But there are lots of others. For 30 years, I've watched couples struggle with zero-sum problems, some more successfully and some less so. Today, we're going to talk about what works and what doesn't when you're faced with one of these kinds of situations. First, let's talk about what doesn't work. There are three main approaches that don't work. Unfortunately, most couples try all three. The first mistake is to try to convince your partner that they'll be much happier if they do things your way. In Marnie's case, this might involve demonstrating to Tom all the wonderful things about the neighborhood she'd like to move to. Wouldn't Tom be better off there? The problem is that no one likes to be told they'll be happier if they just do things your way. It's better to assume each person has good reasons for feeling the way they do, and that those reasons aren't likely to change. In couples therapy, we call this staying in your own lane. The second thing that doesn't work is to suggest there's something wrong with your partner, otherwise they'd see it your way. If only they were less anxious, less obsessive-compulsive, less oppositional, less stuck in their ways, or less damaged by unresolved childhood trauma, then they'd certainly agree with you. A lot of people get sent to my office for therapy by their spouses for just this reason. Believe me when I tell you, it doesn't work. It usually just leads to a lot of bad feeling. And the third thing that doesn't work is to appeal to your partner's love and insist that if they really love you as much as they say they do, they'll give you what you want. Almost every couple tries this. And Marnie is no exception. Tom, she says, one night as they're getting ready for bed, don't you see how I can't sleep at night worrying about my mother? She's missing out on so much of our kids' lives. Can't you see what this is doing to me? Don't you love me? The answer is still no, says Tom, and it has nothing to do with whether I love you or not. I'd be inclined to agree. Just because you love someone, that doesn't mean you're responsible for giving them everything they want. The good news is there's a much better method. There are three steps involved. I call the first step, let's make a deal. In business, this would be a no-brainer. You'd never ask someone to give you something you want for free. Instead, you'd find out what their price is. In marriage, it's the same thing. The main question is, what's going to motivate the other person to do a deal? Let's see what happens when Marnie tries this approach. One night in bed, just before they turn off the lights, Marnie turns over to face Tom. Tom, she says, What can I give you to make you agree to move? Tom is silent. Tom, says Marnie, what if I promise to never again complain about your watching TV? Tom smiles. It's going to cost you a lot more than that, he says. Marnie thinks some more. How about if I agree to spend every Thanksgiving and Christmas with your family? Tom shakes his head. But now Marnie has the idea. She's not asking for favors anymore. She just wants to do this deal. I'll do all the cooking and cleanup 3 times a week, she says. And we spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with your family. Tom raises an eyebrow. Now he knows she's serious. Let me think about it, he says, and turns off the light.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Time for step two, which I call the $64,000 question. The following night, Tom is sitting at his laptop, paying bills. Suddenly, it hits him. Marnie, he says, I think I see a way to do this. If we're going to move, let's get a smaller house and start saving money again. What do you think? Marnie's actually been hoping for a bigger house. It's painful to hear that this is what Tom wants. But hey, now he's named his price. That means he's in the game. To me, this looks promising. Marnie gets something she wants very much, and she pays for it, fair and square. Same thing on Tom's side. Marnie thinks for a minute. Let's see what we can find, she says. Now comes the fun part, step three, which I call the price is right. The following Sunday, Marnie and Tom drop the kids off with her mother and start house hunting in earnest. After a few weekends, they find a house they both like well enough. It breaks Marnie's heart to be downsizing, but it was the only way to make things work. And it helps that once they find a place Tom likes, Marnie gets him to agree to new cabinets and closets. A good deal will have both of your dreams in it. That's important, because it means you're both fully in. You never know how a move like this is going to work out. If it goes well, you both share the satisfaction. If not, you share the blame. One sign of a good deal is that in the end, neither of you got everything you wanted. The final result didn't look exactly like what either of you originally had in mind. But hey, isn't that the case with anything creative? Eventually, you have to face reality. And in a couple's relationship, reality often takes the form of the person next to you in bed. Sometimes life brings you to a fork in the road where no compromise is possible. When that happens, assume you'll need to do some serious deal-making as if your relationship depended on it, which in fact it will. As Yogi Berra famously said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. In the long run, how you settle the issue may matter more than which fork you take. This is Steven Snyder, the Relationship Doctor. Do you have relationship questions? Email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You might even hear your question on the show. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook and check out my new book, Love Worth Making. Listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's all. Thanks for listening. Please note that all content here is for informational purposes only. This content does not replace the professional judgment of your own mental health provider. Please consult a licensed mental health professional for all individual questions and issues.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.